Good morning, and thank you very much for coming. So we are releasing the results of the international patent activity in the international patent system for last year. And there are only three things that I shall say, and then I'll ask Carsten Fink, our chief economist, to perhaps make a comment also. The first is that worldwide the decline is 4.5%. So the number of international patent applications went down by 4.5% across the world. And I suppose the thing to notice about that is that this is a smaller decline than what we hear has happened at the national level, indicating, in other words, that in making choices, companies seem to have favoured their, in inverted commas, best inventions, that is, those for which they're going to seek international protection. The second thing I would say is that the impact of the crisis has been, as we, I think, all know now, very uneven across the world. And you will see from the press release that in the case of Northeast Asia, the number of international patent applications coming out of China rose by 30%, 29.7%, which is an extraordinary result. From Japan, however, also the number of international patent applications rose by 3.6%, and from the Republic of Korea, the number rose by 2.1%. So this confirms a trend that we have seen consistently over the last 5 years in particular, but the trend continues despite the economic crisis. And interestingly, China moved past France as the to become the fifth largest filer of international patent applications. So it is, as you will see from Annex 2, yes, it's United States first, Japan second, Germany third, Republic of Korea fourth, and China fifth. And interestingly, you have, therefore, three Northeast Asian countries in the top five filers: Japan, the Republic of Korea, and China. And when you go to the companies and you see what is happening in respect of companies' filings, and this is Annex 3, in the top 20 companies, you have four from the United States, six from Japan, one from China, three from Germany, two from the Republic of Korea, and four from other EU than Germany. So overall, what you get is four from the United States out of the top 20, four from the United States, nine from Asia, and seven from Europe. So it's quite an interesting evolution that we're seeing. And I didn't mention, and it's the last thing I'll say, that as opposed to the maintenance of numbers of international patent applications or indeed great increase in the case of China, Japan and the Republic of Korea, what you find elsewhere in the world is that the United States went down by 11.4%. So the number of international patent applications filed out of the United States declined by 11.4%. In Germany, it went down similarly 11.2%. In Canada, 11.7% also. You have more details in the press release itself, as well as in the annex, which where you can compare the particular countries. But it's quite significant. And I'd like to now hand over, before your questions, if I may, hand over to Carsten, who can say a word about this too.
Good morning to everyone. I maybe just like to say one or two things. You know, certainly this is the first decline that we have seen in PCT filings in its over 30-year history, so certainly that is a significant event. It is not entirely surprising, given the depth of the economic downturn that we have seen associated with the financial crisis, but, you know, certainly this has been something that has been unprecedented in the history of the PCT system. That said, I think there are reasons to be hopeful looking into the future. Certainly, I think by now we know that what has been going on in the global economy is not a repeat of the Great Depression of the 1930s. I would argue that in part due to the monetary and fiscal stimulus programs that you have seen a global economic recovery. Last month, the International Monetary Fund revised upwards its outlook for global economic growth by 0.75 percentage point, predicting global growth of about 4%, and that compares to negative growth in 2009. There are obvious differences. Most of the growth in 2010 is expected to come from emerging economies. The International Monetary Fund predicts about 2% growth in the advanced economies and about 6% growth in the emerging economies. And there is a great amount of uncertainty attached to the global economic outlook, not least because of the phase-out of some of the government stimulus programs we have seen, and the fact that, sort of autonomous private sector demand is still not showing much signs of picking up. I think as far as what we expect for this year's PCT filings are concerned, I think we can be reasonably optimistic that there will be a modest recovery, but again, there is a great amount of uncertainty attached to it. On the one hand, there are indications that research and development expenditures or investments have fallen last year, and one would expect that to find its way into PCT filings. On the other hand, there are also indications that some of the firms that held back with patent filings last year, partly because they were constrained in cash flows, may come forward with additional filings in 2010. So there are certainly reasons to be optimistic, but I think we would say cautiously optimistic about what will happen this year.